Welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you this week's top stories from the insurance industry. We help you stay informed, guiding your personal and business insurance decisions with insight and analysis. This week, major voices in our Australian industry voiced concern over opposition leader Peter Dutton's divestment strategy. InsurTech leader Scott Norton and broker Patara Tanavasa countered Dutton with a view that high premiums aren't about breaking up big insurers, but instead are due to inadequate disaster preparedness. They've sparked a conversation on crafting comprehensive measures that feature better disaster readiness and addressing taxes over divestment to achieve sustainable reductions in premiums. Let's see how that unfolds in the coming weeks. In the midst of this debate, the Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, is proposing a $30.15 billion initiative of their own. They're targeting counters to Australia's most financially damaging natural disaster, floods. Under their plan, federal, New South Wales, Queensland, and Victorian governments would invest in infrastructure, property reinforcement, and buyback schemes over the next decade. This could drastically change Australia's downstream strategies for flood defense, with the long-term benefit of reducing insurance premiums in high-risk flood areas. All eyes are on the ICA to see if their vision becomes a reality and creates a safer future for Australians. Meanwhile, this escalating discussion is causing Australians to reconsider their health insurance bills. Finder's recent data has some startling results. 1 in 6 Australians might not renew their private health insurance this year. As if that's not alarming enough, 22% of our population already are without any coverage. The younger generation is leading this trend, with a quarter of Generation Z and a fifth of Generation Y planning to cancel by next year. This trend raises concerns about the potential for increased out-of-pocket expenses, longer wait times, and limited access to vital health services. Therefore, whether it's adjusting coverage or prepaying premiums, Tim Bennett's advice represents a consensus. Explore your options before making decisions. And with that, we wrap up this week's top insurance stories. Remember, for more insights to navigate your insurance choices, visit us online at financialservicesonline.com.au. We keep you updated and help you make informed decisions that serve your interests best. Join me, Paige Estrotori, next Sunday for another roundup. Until then, keep a keen eye on your insurance needs and stay safe, Australia.